Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back to For Pod's Sake. I'm Louise Boyce, as known as Mama Still Got It, and these podcast series are sponsored by the brilliant award-winning dental practice, 10 Dental. From root canals to tooth whitening, getting that perfect smile, this is the place to go and where I've gone for the last 15 years. Check them out, 10dental.com. Right, I am so excited about today's podcast. I think we may need a drum roll. I'm talking to global beauty expert and best-selling author Wendy Rowe. In an ideal world, we'd keep Wendy in our bathrooms. She's famous for making skin looking luminous and beautiful for the likes of Victoria Beckham, Sienna Miller, Cara Delevingne, Greta Gerwig, Lily Aldridge, Giselle, Claudia Schiffer. The list is literally endless. She's also the global creative director for Max Factor, where she innovates with product development. And I have been lucky enough to have my face painted by her. So I know how talented she is. And I want to pick her brains about her skincare routine and makeup tips. We're literally getting tips from the top. Wendy, love, how are you?
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy you're here. And just to set the scene, we're in Wendy's beautiful house in Pimlico. Stunning, major house envy. And we were joined with her gorgeous cockapoo dog, Teddy. All right, Teddy. Right, Wendy.
Yes.
You've been crowned the master of nude makeup, and you are the makeup of celebrities. You're like the number one to go to. You're also an author of Eat Beautiful, which I've got, and I've got it next to me. It's my beauty Bible. It's full of recipes and skincare tips and tricks and treatments, and it's brilliant. You have worked with Vogue and Porter and Allure. I mean, it's endless. And yesterday I put on my Instagram stories that you were going to be on this podcast, and the amount of messages I got from women going, oh my God, I'll get this, ask that. So let's crack on with the questions.
Okay, all ready right to go.
You have incredible skin. Like it's incredible.
That's so kind.
What is your skincare routine?
I cleanse at night.
Yeah.
And I sometimes put on moisturiser, and I alternate moisturisers depending on weather, what my skin's doing. In the morning, I just wash with cold water. I don't
really
cleanse in the morning. People do that. It allows your skin to naturally balance at night. Skin is, you know, it helps your defence, basically. So it protects you from all the elements, protects everything, but it's a living organ. Mm. So you need to allow it to balance out in its own way. So you don't cleanse in the morning because all your natural oils are there. So you don't want to get rid of them.
Yeah.
So you just wash your face with water and then you can put on a toner. There are numerous different toners I like to use. At the moment, I've run out. So you kind of have to make shift, or sometimes I just don't have a toner. And then I put on a moisturiser and an eye cream, Just depending, I will change things. And with also with cleansers, I change them a lot. Mm. So I don't use the same cleanser every day, or maybe I use it for 4 days and then change it to another one. I just kind of monitor my skin.
Yeah.
That's really what I do.
That's interesting that you don't have to stick to the certain brand. It doesn't matter if you change up.
No, I mean, there's certain brands that I know are good for me, yeah. that I know work, and I've used them for years. But in different environments, and depending on how my skin is, I will change it. I kind of mix between probably about 4 different brands that I know work. I always panic if I don't have them. There are other things I will use, but I've got really sensitive skin, and I just don't want to.
Yeah.
Can we swear?
Can we swear? It's your
boss. Yeah,
go for
it. Up. I don't want to fuck it up.
Sorry, well, it's fine. All right, fair enough. What brands are your favourite for cleansing?
For cleansing, Joël Cirque, which is a French brand I've used since I was about 23 when I lived in Paris.
Well, you still look 23. Oh, so that I love works. That.
I love her stuff, and it is very. There's lots of different. Elements to it, but I understand it because I spent 3 days with her.
Ah, okay.
And that was quite hard going because she speaks French and fast and I don't, and I kind of do, but not technically at all. Sarah Chapman, I'm a big fan of hers because everything I use works on me, and I know Sarah really well and I trust her.
Yeah.
I also use, who else? Skin 111.
Yeah.
I use a lot of their stuff too, and they have different ranges, so I swap between the ranges as well. Mm. And sometimes I use Pi. That's an organic brand that I like because it's really light, so I know nothing's going to really change. And what else do I use? Let me think about that. I use Augustine Espada, but that's really expensive. It's really good. And body, I use a lot of different brands on body, but I like Weleda at the moment, the body butter. That is so good.
It's really good. Yeah. I know that one is so good.
Use Augustine Espada, but it's super expensive. So run out of that one. So
right, that goes on the Christmas list then?
Yeah.
Or Valentine's list, which is next week, this week.
Yeah, just hear that, but everybody. Valentine's. Yeah,
that's what Wendy wants. Yeah. You've become known as the master of nudes. And what I mean there is when she makes up models, celebrities, you make their skin look absolutely flawless, and you can still see the girl. Like you don't completely make her over. How do you do that?
Well, it's a little. Well, you start with the skin. See, because a lot of people, when I first started doing makeup, you would just do makeup.
Mm.
But I used to have problem skin when I was a kid. And it was because I wasn't cleaning my skin enough, and I didn't really understand it. It wasn't cleaning it for it to be tight and, and feel clean. There's lots of options you can do, but your skin shouldn't feel tight ever. So because I was never taught to do the skincare, and because I was adamant about skincare, and I used to use Clarins, and I still like that as a brand, it was, I would, cleanse the skin, but I would massage the skin. And when I massage the skin, I can really see what kind of problems they've got. Because a lot of time when you look at someone, you have no idea. Because there could be a dry patch, or, they could have a bit of bumpiness that you can't see until you start to touch it. So you need to feel the skin. I'll massage the cleanser in. It needs to be a clean cream cleanser. I don't use the same cleansers that I use on myself at work.
Right.
Because I need something that's easily removed, and I don't have to put loads and loads and loads of water on, because otherwise they'll muck up the hair and the hairdresser would hate me. So I do that, and then I remove that, and I put on like a spray. Declan will have a really nice spray, a water spray with essential oils in, and then there's another one that I use, Pi, which is really nice. And I do that, and I take that off, and then I put on a moisturiser, and then I decide on what moisturiser I'm going to put on depending on what I feel their skin is. So I've already sussed out all of that. Also, before I put the moisturiser on, depending on what I'm doing, I will put a mask on. And I mean like a sheet mask. Mm. Now, there's certain masks that I use in work. They're normally the SK... not SK, but I do like SK too. but Skin 111, I like their masks and different things for different strokes because I feel like when I do makeup, it's good. Mm. There are other masks that I love and I'd wear at night, but I wouldn't do makeup after them because the makeup rolls.
Right.
So I do that. And then I put a lip mask on, and then I put a lip balm on, and I put an eye cream on, or I might put eye patches on, depending how long I've got. But that's when I start makeup. And once I've done all of that, then I've got a good idea what I can use. And obviously, I have lots of different foundations, so I can figure out, and also where they're going. Is it a shoot? Is it the red carpet? How long have they got to wear it for? So all of these things make a massive difference. Mm. And then... that's when I'll decide about the foundation. And then it's a lot of different concealers. And everything's undetectable and it's all in the skin. When I do contour, I do that in with the foundation to make it look like seamless. Like you can't see it. It becomes a shadow. I put the highlight in with the concealers too. So everything looks like... it's just seamless. So it doesn't look like a lot of layers because I don't put the stuff where I don't need it.
Yeah.
And then you can still feel the skin, but it looks perfect.
Yeah, you did my makeup for Max Factor a couple of years ago and you did to my face what you just described. You basically gave me like a facial before you applied my makeup. And I remember looking in the mirror and my skin looking... glowing before you'd even put makeup on.
Yeah, because I wanted to start in a good place. Yeah. You know, it's like doing a painting and having like a dirty canvas. Mm. It's a bit like, well, it's never going to look good.
Yeah,
you know, it's just not.
Yeah, yeah. Right, well, there you go.
Also, I do a little bit of lymph drainage. So that's always good if someone's been travelling. So I can kind of like remove any puffiness and stuff like that, jawline, under the eyes. So all of that, I can start to kind of eliminate any build-up of water in the face. So obviously then the structure starts to come back a bit.
Oh, that's the dream.
And also then they trust you and they know you're going to do a good job because they feel really relaxed.
Yeah.
Because it's quite imposing doing people's makeup. You're really in their face and you see, you're exposed basically.
Mm. Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Right. Your book, Eats Beautiful, is a recipe book for the skin. And I've got it beside me. It's literally my Bible, my beauty go-to
Loving
Bible.
That.
Does what we eat reflect on our skin?
Yes. Yes, yes. I mean, it's really simple. The book was made to be really simple. It's actually about having beautiful skin. It massively makes a difference about what you eat. Listen, I'm no angel and I do have days that I don't eat gorgeously, should we say. But also eating... like good food, you know, when I say, I say clean food and people get they take that in the wrong way. It's basically produce that you put together, like basic ingredients that you put together yourself. Mm. Because if you buy something packaged, you have no idea what they put in it. You can read the back of the label, you probably don't understand what half the stuff is because I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
But I know... If I cook it myself, I know exactly what's gone in there. There's no extra sugar. There's no extra carbs or things that hold stuff together, you know. So you know exactly what that is. Your body can digest this better. It's really simple. But if you're being able to take the nutrients into your body and it just digests much better in your body, it will eliminate toxins and you start to feel lighter. Mm. I know when I eat crap, and I do sometimes, you know, I have moments.
We all do.
Yeah. I mean, hey-ho. and I think, oh, I don't feel so good anymore. And I know, you know, I know that that's, you know, I shouldn't have done that because you can all do what you want.
Yeah, we all do
But you
see it in your
face. Yeah, well, it's not so much I feel it.
Yeah.
And when you start to feel like heavy and a bit uncomfortable or just not clean, because I know when I eat really good food, when I'm cooking for myself, and listen, hey guys, I know it takes some time sometimes, but sometimes I cook a lot of stuff at once and then I'll freeze it. you know, and I think, oh, I'll have that another day. But I just feel better, and then I look better, and I also think it's good to do, like, a juice cleanse once a month, just really? To give your body a break.
Really?
Because I've done one. I've done everything, you know, just to see what it's like, you know what
research.
I mean? Is that a myth? Does that work?
Yeah.
You know, I've done a juice cleanse once. I went to a place in Turkey and I've done this thing where you don't, where you cleanse for like a week, which was really hard going. And I noticed that I could hear people with their knives and forks eating, which was really frustrating. But you get to a point where you start to feel really loads of energy. It was hard.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But I think one day is easy to do, right? And it just gives your body a break of trying to digest everything. Now, I'd done a juice cleanse for 3 days and last week. And the first day, it was easy and it was good. And you have soups and I like hot things as well. I can't have, but I was drinking a lot more than I normally drink.
Yeah.
Do you know? And I was thinking, God, I've got another juice now. And I was thinking, I'm full up. But I actually started to feel really good. The second day was like, you know, hard but good, but I started to feel like, on the third day I kind of mucked it up a bit. But that's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's okay. But but now, thinking back to that week, I felt really good.
Did you?
Yeah, and I feel like, you know what? I need to do that once a month for sure. It definitely makes a difference.
That's inspired me. I'm going to totally
do
that.
Yeah, and one day, it's okay. You have two soups. There's loads to drink. I was a bit like, oh, I can't even fit this down. They do like an almond milk, like milkshakey thing, which is really lovely. but yeah, so you get the sweet thing as well. But I thought that was really good, and right. I'd definitely do that once a month. I was thinking maybe I should do it this week, but it's a bit late now.
Well, my mum might start it next week, actually. Why not? Why
yeah.
not? What is a juice cleanse?
A juice cleanse is basically where they send you need to go to, like, I mean, I do Plenish Cleanse because I don't really know of any others in the UK. There probably are, but I just know that one. And they ship you like juices to have throughout the day, and they tell you what time to have them throughout the day. And you've got two soups.
Handy.
And
so you don't make it yourself?
No, you don't make it yourself.
It's much easier.
Much easier. Yeah, and then they do a 3 day and they do a 1 day. And, I mean, yeah, so you basically, right, you go like, well, this is what I should have at, like, well, it starts at 6:30, but I'm not going to be up at 6:30. And if I am, then I'll do it. But, you know, it's, don't be too hard on yourself. Don't be too regimented.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to have water in between. Sometimes I forgot because I was busy, you know. But, it's you know, it's constant. You have about, I want to say, 7 juices with 2 soups, or maybe more.
That's a lot of liquid.
Yeah, it's a lot of liquid. But I felt skinny.
Oh, nice.
I'll be honest. Like, a few days later, I felt really skinny. And I thought to myself, even though I've been on a reboot since the new year, I did feel like I haven't lost any weight, but my clothes feel completely different. And they say muscle weighs heavier than fat. But I did feel a lot thinner, like, a few days later. And I thought, you know what that means? I'm not drinking enough fluid. That's
wow,
what that means.
That's interesting.
Because I was doing hot pod yoga, sweating out a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then my muscles were getting tight. And I know I wasn't having enough fluid. So I've got to readdress that. Another thing.
Yeah. Right. And what are the best foods for your skin?
Well, I think I don't want to get too technical because it's boring and you'll never remember. And if you want to really go into it, then look at my book. But what you've got to remember is eat what's in season.
Yeah.
So this time of year, bright colours.
And that's in your book.
Yeah.
Your recipes are per season.
Season, yeah. Eat what's in season. So always think, you know, bright colours, like at this time of year, it would be like squash and beetroot and stuff. Fish is massively good. Now, I know there's a big issue about fish. It's like it's got mercury and da, 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 da. It's like, what fish do I get?
Mm.
It's better to get it from fishmongers.
Oh, always.
Yeah, you know, it just tastes better. And, it, you know, and I feel like oily fish is sea bass, mackerel, because you get your omegas and that's really good for your skin. Of course, avocado, and then greens. The darker green is, the better it is for you. Ooh, just think like, well, that, like that, right? Because anything green, the lighter it gets,
yeah,
the less it's going to help you, like potatoes.
Oh, okay.
But, you know...
Like spinach is good.
Yeah, spinach is good. Green beans, broccoli.
Kale.
Yeah, all them things. Just keep it simple. So just think fish, chicken, red meat. Look, if you like, I don't eat red meat, and that's just because I never liked it. But that's not because it's bad for you. I just don't think eat it in abundance and make sure it's organic. And any... When I buy something organic, like from the farmer's market or something... I notice that when I buy it from a supermarket, that it doesn't have so much water. Because you know when you cook it, so much water comes out of it. And also, if you're buying something that's got what's grown fast, it's got hormones in. And I noticed this when I first lived in America, that I would know people that have moved to America because of my business. A lot of people, hairdressers, stylists, move cities. And they were like, in Europe, they were quite... normal size, and then they got to New York and then suddenly started putting on weight. It's kind of weird. And but it's like all of the meats have like antibiotics in, so even though you're not taking them, you're eating them, right?
Oh my word.
And growth hormones, because they grow meats really fast,
yeah,
because you know it's a business. You don't want to be putting that into your body. You want, you know, you want something that's, you know, lives on the land, and you don't need to eat meat that often. I mean, I eat chicken and I like fish, and then sometimes I'll just do vegetarian stuff.
Yeah,
you know, it just depends.
And also, the meals in the States are massive.
Yeah, the portion sizes is huge.
It's ridiculous.
I tell you,
actually,
who does do nice food, and they do I don't know if you call it a cleanse or detox, is Rosemary Ferguson. Yeah, she does, and I've done hers, and I liked her. But you notice the portions are really small, and it's all vegetarian, vegan.
Nice.
But it's super nice.
Nice.
I liked that.
Right, moving on. What are the lifestyle changes that a woman can make to help her skin and hair as she ages?
Well, I think movement. You need to move the body.
Like exercising.
Yeah. I mean, when I say exercise, you don't need to go to a class. You can do whatever it takes. You know, like everyone says you should do 10,000 steps a day. I think just walk, feel the elements on your skin. Do you know what I mean? Where, you know, every day is like you're breathing. I know this is a bit morbid, but you know, but I like talking about things like this. You know, you could die at any possible time. There's loads of actions that you do that someone's died in, but the fact is that you haven't. So enjoy it. Feel the wind on your skin. Feel the rain. Don't think, oh, it's cold out, I'm not going to go out. Just walk. That's the easiest thing. It costs no money.
Yeah.
You know, moving the body. I just think try and move the body in different directions. It doesn't need to be expensive, and you know, you will feel better. Hence, you will look better. And, you know, the movement in the body will keep you young.
Yeah.
You know, because you won't be hunched over or just, you know, just pigeon stepping down the road. Do you
yeah,
know what
definitely,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I just think moving, it keeps you young.
Definitely.
You
100%.
Know.
What are women doing wrong when doing their makeup? Like, what do you see and you think, no, what are you doing?
I mean, I'm not that judgmental, to be honest, because I do it every day and I think, oh, if you like it, just do what you want, you know what I mean? and obviously it's my job. But I do think, like, I suppose a lot of people either don't wear anything, which I don't think's bad, but then look after your skin.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? No skincare.
Yep.
And then they wonder why they look old. And skincare is about protecting and nourishing. And then too much makeup. And I don't see this on older women. I see this on younger girls that don't need it.
Totally.
That wear... And completely, I mean, I don't, you know, maybe I'm going to go there. this will be controversial, I'm sure. When you look at YouTubers, when they put on makeup, it's completely different colour to their face.
I know.
And I look, you know, we always say, you know, when we're doing a shoot, everything needs to be streamlined. So make sure your collars and cuffs match. Do you know what I mean? So when your hand is a completely different colour to your face, that, you know, just think about everything else. So, and I feel like there's a whole yellowy tone going on with everybody.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
And I'm a bit like, I mean, listen, there was a time when everyone's like, all the foundations are too pink. Yes, they was too pink, but it's gone completely in a different dimension now. We've gone really yellow.
Yeah.
Listen, we all like a tan, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't have to be so yellow.
Yeah. I remember there was a girl I used to go to school with, and she used to arrive at the bus stop, and it's like she'd done her makeup in the dark.
Yeah.
She would turn up and like have like her face was like literally pink,
yeah,
and then you could see her neck was like her normal color. Like, yes, yeah, like, can't you see that?
Take it down, guys,
and do your makeup in natural light instead of like, you know, in a cubby hole somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, that is the thing, you need to have light if you're gonna do makeup, so make sure your bathroom's lit.
Exactly,
don't
I've
worry
seen
about
Wendy's bathroom, and it's absolutely stunning. Wow,
I mean, I contrive that light.
What is the easiest way to contour?
I mean, I always say, like, do it before the foundation or with the foundation. It's really about what product you use.
Mm.
Make sure it's not too orangey. It needs to be like a taupe kind of colour, which you would think would be wrong, but it's not, because what you're doing is creating a natural shadow. Natural shadows are not orange, you know. It needs to, you know, you look at someone's face, it goes in and out. It doesn't look orange when it goes in. It looks a little bit taupey. There are products that are good and there are products that are very heavy. It needs to blend really easy. It needs to, you don't want to see where it starts and finishes either.
Mm. You introduced me to that Burberry contour stick.
I'm smiling now.
Which was Wendy's innovation. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And I remember I don't have time to contour. I'm a mum. I do not have time. And, but with your stick, I remember just going, I was like, there you are. Ta-da.
Well, you know what? I done that because I created that because that's what I always done in makeup. So I'd use different things to create that. I mix up that colour. The thing was, I found a texture was really easy to blend. I convinced them to do this. It took me a long time to convince them because it wasn't on the market. People wasn't contouring. And I, you know, I think contouring's a word that scares people also, because I wanted it to be called a sculpture stick because it's about sculpting the face, making the eyes slightly bigger, making the cheeks go and making the jawline pop out, creating some like slight shadows. And I think contouring is kind of hard and people get scared. You know, it doesn't have to be like, it's just about sculpting the face, feeling the contours in the face and then adding like a slight shadow there. It should be soft.
Mm. Yeah, it should be soft. It should be so, like, you know, you see the Kardashians with all their...
I mean, bear in mind they're lit. I mean, listen, Kim Kardashian is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. She's got huge eyes, great lips. I mean, I know some things have been done, but she was pretty anyway, you know.
She was, she is.
Yeah, and you know, she's got that kind of almond eye shape, that Middle Eastern. There's a lot of room there. So for a start, she's halfway there.
Yeah,
right?
She is beautiful.
But so what you need to do is create the illusion of bigger eyes, which becomes like a slight shadow around the eyes to create that almond shape. So you can do that with contouring. But they wear a lot of makeup because they're on camera and they're lit. And, you know, there's a lot of light going on there. Now, in real life, it's heavy.
Mm.
You know, if you saw them, it looks very heavy. But for what they do, it looks flawless. But it's not
it's not every day. Like,
no, it's not every day. It's not every day. It's really not. You know, if you might wear that kind of thing to go out at night, but remember, it's very dark at night, so you can get away with a lot more, and it can look, you know, it might look good in a photograph, but in real life, I need to look at someone and not be scared.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Because when someone says to me, put on more makeup, more makeup, and I think, oh, my God, I can't look at you anymore. And I was just like, yes. No, I need it to, you know, because ultimately when I go to work, and I was working recently with a brand, and they said to me, and I know one the girl that does the brand, and I know she uses obviously different people because I'm not there all the time, and she does different events and stuff. And I know she uses a makeup artist that does really, really heavy makeup and eradicate every pore and then like put freckles back on, even though she's got slight freckles. And it works really well on Instagram and everything like that. But then I was talking to the photographer and the client, and I said to her, you know, sometimes, you know, I do much lighter makeup. And she was like, I would really love that. And the photographer said to me, you know, Wendy, the client, I'm not going to mention, said, you know, we have the least amount of retouching when you do it. Because that's what amazing. I see, you know, that's what they're getting. And I feel like I can eliminate any retouching, you know, without loads of makeup, you know.
That's why you're, you know, you're at the top.
Yeah, because it costs them less money, ultimately, in the long run.
This is amazing. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with some more questions.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back. I'm with Wendy Rowe, and I'm loving her answers already. We're gonna keep going. Next question: women are getting more and more worried about aging and how they look, and fillers and Botox are at an all-time high. Are there any alternative treatments out there?
Yes.
Oh, yay!
There are, but they're expensive.
Yeah,
and it's laser and stuff like that. I feel like everyone feels, you know, there's a lot of beauticians. I mean, I don't know if this actually happens, but I've seen it, you know, on telly and stuff, because I'm a telly edit. You know, like someone's a beautician and they're doing a bit of fillers and Botox. Wrong! Because a beautician is not someone that does stuff like that, you know. So, you know, I would say go to someone that really knows what they're doing, that's recommended and that's done a good job, because if it goes wrong, it can go really wrong.
Yeah, and it's quite obvious when it goes wrong.
Yeah, and the fillers especially, or someone that's had their Botox on their forehead and their eyebrows are really raised, like they're like really surprised all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that happened to my friend and we laugh about it. I was a bit like, oh my God, remember when you had that Botox and you looked like surprised all the time? And she was like, oh my God, it was like really, really, really terrible. But we laughed about it, obviously it wore off. But she went to someone that was a specialised, but still didn't, the aesthetic wasn't right.
Right.
Yeah. Laser, I feel like you can do like pixel and LEDs, all of them things are really good for texture of skin. Yep. Because the thing is, and what I was having a treatment done the other day, because I was trying to change, I wanted to change the texture of my skin on my chest. Because you know how you get like there's the kind of thing you don't notice. It's like, especially when I'm working outside, if I've got a shirt on, my shirt's undone a little bit, and then your chest gets most of the sun.
Yeah.
And then it can get a bit sun damaged, and it really ages. It shows, like, you're really aged. So I wanted to change the texture of the thing, and I had the Pixel. And what was the other thing I had? RPL, yeah. And IPL, which obviously gets rid of the redness, the IPL, and then the Pixel changes the texture. But there is downtime with it.
Yeah.
And the next day I looked like I had really bad eczema.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you need to... Can we stop growling, Mr. Bear?
the dog, not me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can you stop growling, please? Didn't like that answer. So you can... I think what the most important thing is, you can do peels as well, like a peel that you get done properly by someone, which there is downtime too. So you really need to know the downtime. But I think before you do fillers and stuff like that, also there's mesotherapy, which is loads of little injections. And that's about like minerals and different things that are injected in your skin. It's like an injecting gun, like it's a bit like, oh my god. And I will put all of these things on my YouTube because I do a lot of these things, and then you can see what they actually look like. But if you change the texture of your skin, like close the pores, tighten the skin, create more collagen, then you should have Botox and a little bit of fillers. But I always get scared about fillers. But don't like... I was talking to someone that does laser the other day, and she was saying, and I think she's really right in saying this, that what happens is people, they go, oh, I look old, I'm going to have some Botox. Not the right way around, because the texture of the skin still looks old, you know, so you need to change the texture because that will give you youthfulness and then see what you need to do, because you might look like awake but with really shit skin and, you know, and then you have fillers and it just looks lumpy. Because it's about having the smoothness of the skin and not like lumpiness and porous. The less pores you've got, the younger you're going to look.
Yeah, I can't see any of your pores.
I've worked hard on that. Yeah,
that's why you're here, babe. It's why I need your answers. And what's the easiest way to get rid of dark circles under the eyes?
Well, the first thing is food.
Ah.
Yeah, food is, you know, like maybe you're dehydrated, maybe you're not having enough iron. Mm. You could probably do a blood test. Look, that's expensive, but, you know, don't have sugar.
I know,
but I mean, look, listen, when I say don't have sugar, now a friend of mine gets these like hives, and I've said to them, do not have refined sugar, and of course, as soon as they do, it picks it up again. It depends how much you care.
Sure.
Because sugar breaks down collagen, and that's what you want to keep. And after the age of like 25, I think, you don't produce any more collagen.
Oh, it's so depressing.
I know. I mean, we hold on to it. But, I mean, obviously everyone is different and their DNA is different. So, you know, you might be lucky, you know. So if you just think, don't have refined sugar, take it like that, right? Don't have, like, I'm not eating sugar at the moment. And I sound a bit of a wanker saying that. But,
no, not at all.
You know, but I do like sugary things. You know, I love a sponge cake. Don't get me wrong. But it needs to be worth it. But, like, I'll have my treat, well, my dessert will be, because I like a dessert, coconut yogurt, which I'm really into at the moment, because it doesn't make... I don't get this aftertaste like I do from cow's milk.
Yeah.
Blueberries. Or blackberries, or anything, or figs, fresh figs. And then I like dried fruit as well. I mean, my assistant hates that. She goes, we're not eating that. But I like that. When you're not eating sugar, a date's lovely. you think, oh, I'll have that with a cup of black tea. You know, that'd be, yeah.
That.
But that'll just get you. And of course, I'm not drinking alcohol at the moment. And there is sugar in alcohol. And, you know,
And would you say that alcohol is a killer for skin as well?
Yeah, killer, the alcohol is a killer for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
The problem is with alcohol is, listen, don't get me wrong, I love a gorgeous glass of wine or like a tequila or a vodka lime and soda. But the thing is, it's a mood changer.
Massively.
And it's like, you wouldn't say if... But it's available. It's massively available. So if you turn around where cigarettes aren't, I just want to say, they're not a mood changer, but they're not good either. But I'm just saying, if you rocked up in the afternoon and went, oh, just I'm just going to have a drink, people think, oh, problem. You know, and also I notice when certain my friends don't drink, they're much calmer.
Yeah.
You know, drink is a depressant. So if you're depressed, don't have a drink.
Yeah,
because it's just going to fucking make it worse.
And we tend to drink like, yeah, because oh, you this think, will make it better.
I've had a hard day. You know what? I deserve a drink now. Yeah. Or that really annoyed me. I'm just going to have a drink. Because it also it limits, you know, it kind of eliminates the way you feel and will make you feel great for a moment.
Mm.
But from being up, you're going to come down.
Totally.
Do you know? And so, drink's a tough one. And I just think, you know, I do envy them people who go, oh, just have a glass of wine. And I just think, oh, God. Sometimes I can do that. Depends what mindset I'm in.
It does. It depends, like, you know.
Yeah, I'm kind of an all or nothing person. Yeah. So it's like maybe... it's good to like knock it on the head. I don't say forever, but I'm at the moment, I'm a bit like, if it's an event, if it's like a wedding or someone's birthday party or something like that, then maybe. But if I've got stuff to do, then the next day, then you know what it's about. What about me?
Yeah.
What about my self-care?
Mm.
What about, yeah, I mean, it's all right for the moment, but what about tomorrow? And I've got stuff to do now. You know, it's a big year. I'm busy.
Yeah, totally.
So I need to look after myself.
And you do. Like, I remember when we worked together, you told me what birthday was coming up, and I literally like choked on my cup of tea. I won't say
you can say it's fine. I'm all right with it
because you can't see what I see. And, like, your skin, honestly, it's ridiculous. I can't believe your age. I mean, you're obviously doing something right.
Well, we can say, I mean, because a lot of my friends, I'm 51 now, but a lot of my friends,
it's crazy.
I mean, I'm quite happy I made it. Do you know what I mean? There's loads of people that I think, I mean, famous people, obviously, or, you know, all people that I've known that have just not got here. It's half a century. I'm like, I think not bad for 50, doing a headstand, FYI.
Oh, really?
But I used to do gymnastics, so whatever. I mean, it's kind of like I just kept on moving the body. But also, I work with a lot of young people. Also, I think age is just a number. Just fire that. I mean, my best friend's just turned 50 and she tried to ignore it. And she was really like, quite like, oh, 50. And I was like, so what?
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
What can you do?
Well, the alternative, you know what I mean? Is being dead.
Yeah, so, like, the alternative is like looking 50. If you don't look 50, then who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, I had a massive birthday party because I thought, yeah, I've made it. Here we go. And then...
I think that's the attitude to have, though.
Yeah, I mean, because you can't change it. You've made it. You're in good health. I mean... You know, let's see. I mean, listen, I'd rather be alive and in good health than not be in good health and alive. You know, going back to death again, a bit of a weirdo. but, you know, I mean, that's ultimate. Everyone's going to die. I mean,
it's the only guarantee.
Well,
life.
We know that. You know what I mean? Do you need to wait for that to happen to learn all your lessons?
Yeah.
So I just think if someone said to you, and I've been reading this book, if someone said to you, you're going to die next week, you go, hold on a minute, because I haven't done all these things. And it's a bit like, what have you been waiting for? What have you been waiting for?
Mm.
You've had all the time in the world, but you want to do it all in 1 week because, you know, you might die. I mean, I don't know if this is relevant.
moving on from death.
Age.
Okay, I've got another question that came in this morning. How do you stop eyeliner coming off when you curl your lashes?
Okay, so I need a little bit more I need a little bit more about what eyeliner is.
Yeah.
Eyeliner on the top, eyeliner on the bottom, eyeliner in the eye. Is it a liquid liner? Or are you using a crown? There's lots of elements.
She didn't say that.
I mean, it's a bit like, it's a random question. It's a great question, but it's just very open.
Yeah, it is a bit open.
Yeah, so when she's curling her lashes, I imagine it would be coming off on the top of her. She says she has this eyeliner that she's put on the top lid. I mean, I'm really not making this up now. I would say, if you're doing that, then you have either got you might have your crease might touch your lower lid. So I would say if you use a crown, like a pencil, it's waxy, so you would need to powder that, put powder over it in a similar colour to the eyeliner. Or using a liquid eyeliner, and if you're using a liquid eyeliner, you need to use one that's a waterproof, that is probably a little bit tougher to get off, but it won't move. Black Track's really good. There's a MAC one, long lasting performance. They're quite hard, they're quite liquidy, so you need to have a great little thin angle brush to put them on. But a lot of the ones that are in a biro-y kind of thing are not waterproof. And they will move.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
What is in your makeup bag on a daily basis?
Well, in my makeup bag, I have a lot of stuff that I've made. I have a lot of...
Oh, that is so cool.
I just made this product. Yeah, a lot of stuff that I made and lots of things that's in factory packaging. Do you know? So when I was doing product development, sometimes things, they dilly-dally about things too long and I just go, well, I'll use it on me. I tend to have most of the stuff that I've made and a few bits. So I have a lot of Burberry. I have some Max Factor. I love a Chanel powder, as in the bronzer. I hardly ever use it, but it always looks good. I've got a Max Factor lipstick that I'm loving at the moment, Simply Nude, that I love. I get sent a lot of makeup. I'm liking the Victoria Beckham lip liners. But I never seem to have them in my makeup bag because they're always in my kit. And then when it comes to me, I think I haven't got anything. Do you know what I mean? I've got like leftover stuff. Or, I like the MAC blotting powders. But it's a lot of stuff that I've made. So I know it. I know it's quick and I know I can work it really quickly.
Are you wearing makeup right now?
Yes.
See,
you know why? I wouldn't normally, because we're filming a bit of this for my YouTube.
Yeah.
So I thought, I could have just turned up in a onesie, my hair up. But I thought, make a bit of an effort, Wendy.
No, but you look amazing. But you look effortless, like you've not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just your skin. I can't.
Yeah, no,
skin.
It's just that I just use the right products, and it's the ones that I've made. So but yeah. It's not a lot of makeup. It's just a little bit. So but I just thought if it's going on my YouTube, I better look good because I'll be like, oh, look like crap.
Oh, babe, you always look good.
I love you.
Right, a few final questions.
Can we just talk about your Instagram? I don't know if you've
okay.
ever looked.
Yeah.
Can I? I don't know if you've ever looked at Aloise's Instagram. But when I first met her, we was chatting, and she done this thing where she had one where she had no makeup on, and one where she had makeup. And I was like, I love that. I mean, you don't look completely different; you're still the same person. But I love the transformation. I mean, you do your makeup really well.
Oh, thank you.
No, so I always
Babe,
like that before and after.
You
know, and I think, and I always look at that, and I think, yeah, it's great. She looks great.
Aww.
So anyway, check that out.
Oh, that's really kind of you. Thank you. That's I can't believe I just got a compliment from one of the best makeup artists in the world that I do my makeup well. All right, I'm doing something right. Last few questions, and you can answer these if you want or not.
Oh, go for it. Go for it.
Who is your favourite celebrity to work with?
I mean, I don't work with that many celebrities, but I suppose someone that's become a really great friend of mine is Sienna Miller. Because she is so kind and so thoughtful, and she allows me to do things like transform her, like bleach her eye eyebrows and
I saw
and,
that.
Yeah, I mean,
that.
I've done things like that. So, and she's like, just do whatever you want. And that's, and but, you know, I always say to her, what do you think? And she's always got a great aesthetic, and we're kind of quite a good fit for each other. So I can take her feeling and then run with it. And she's very open, and I love her.
Oh, that's lovely. If you're listening,
and she's
Sienna,
a great actress, FYI.
She's amazing. She's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. I love her style as well.
Yeah, she's so good. Yeah, it's so good.
Like,
sometimes
major
it'd be
girl
a bit,
crush.
I mean, a bit quirky, and I think it's a bit ugly, but it kind of works. I'm like, yeah.
She's amazing. My laptop's died, so I'm just completely ad-libbing now.
Winging it.
Yeah. what's been the best beauty advice you've ever been given, and what advice would you give to other women?
Best advice? Well, I think the other day was a good bit of advice. Was about, like, get your skin texture right before you start doing anything. I think that was a great bit of advice. Makeup-wise, oh dear. Mate, I'm a bit of a know-all, you see what I mean? Because I try things out, they go wrong. I kind of learn by mistakes, going, oops, that didn't work.
But that is good advice, because I think we should...
Learn by mistakes. Don't think... I mean, I feel makeup's like cooking, right? Sometimes... You know, you get it wrong and it doesn't work out. But don't think, well, that's it then. Keep on going. And you know what? There's never a right or wrong way. Do what feels right for you and the way you can do it. Because I do eyes first because I don't want a lot of droppage on the skin. And then I can be quite messy and quick with the eyes. But, you know, that's my way of doing it. It doesn't mean to say it's the right way. Mm. It's just the way I do it. Everyone does stuff differently. And I just think, do what feels comfortable to you and that you can get the best results for you. Mm. So I feel like there's no rules. And that's the one thing about makeup. There are no rules. And, you know, when people used to teach makeup, it's traditional to do this and then you powder that. It's rubbish. Just do what you want and you know, and use things in different ways. That's what we do as a makeup artist. They can't sell it like that because if something's for the lip, they wouldn't advise you to put it on the eye because the bacteria transforms. So if they'd done that, as a brand, they might get sued. But what you do at home is your own business. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, and then if that happens, then it's your own business. but, you know, we do that all the time. And I feel like you can find different things. So there's no rules. So, you know.
I like that. Rules are right, no rules.
Yeah, no rules.
Okay, Wendy, final question.
Woohoo!
Do you have David Beckham's phone number?
Well, actually, no. And I think this is a funny question because I know someone wrote into you to ask me that. But I just think it's a bit weird to have someone who you work with's husband's number.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, actually.
Really weird. So, no, I don't.
There you go. Right, do you know what? We're going to finish it there. Wendy, thank you so much.
It has been a pleasure. I mean, I could go on for ages, but you're bored to death.
I'm happy to carry on. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the podcast. Thank you so much. If you don't follow Wendy already on Instagram, you should be. It's Wendy Rowe. And also, check out her blog, www.wendyrowe.com. There you'll find like the latest trends, beauty products. I mean, she knows her stuff, let's face it. And from there, you can subscribe and then you can see all her amazing YouTube videos with tutorials and literally, like, this is the lady you need to follow. Sign up. And honestly, thank you so much for talking to me, actually. Thank you. Like, I mean, I know how busy you are.
It's been a pleasure. I mean, and like I said, it's been great. And I've loved talking to you. And I love seeing you.
Oh, it's been lovely to see you, actually. And also, Teddy's on Instagram. What's his handle?
It's the Teddy Bear Row.
There you go. So you'll see her beautiful dog on
Instagram. He has lots of looks. So, you know.
And also, I'm just going to plug your book a little bit. Eat Beautiful really is that. You eat and then you look beautiful. I'm going to read this from Victoria Beckham. Wendy's beauty knowledge coupled with a great sense of humour makes working with her such a pleasure. Her innate understanding of skin means that I can always trust her with my makeup as the results are flawless. That's amazing.
Go VB.
Go VB. Another one from Cara Delevingne. Wendy manages to make me look the best I possibly can. What more could you want? Exactly, Cara. That's why she's doing us a massive favour by releasing this book and doing this podcast.
Oh, love it, Cara.
You can get this book on Amazon, Eat Beautiful by Wendy Rowe. It is literally my Bible. I love it. There, crack on. And once again, thank you for listening. This podcast is sponsored by 10 Dental, the award-winning dental practice. Check them out, 10dental.com. And as always, subscribe and rate and review. And thank you for listening. And we'll see you again very soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.